From curbside pickup and delivery to personal shoppers, supermarkets are always thinking of new ways to reach people. Now, Walmart is asking some customers to look to the sky for that next package. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth explains.
It may sound like something out of science fiction, miniature planes dropping your groceries by parachute at your doorstep, but for select Northwest Arkansas residents, that reality isn't that far off. Walmart is opening a test site for its new drone delivery program at one of its neighborhood market locations in Pea Ridge. Earlier this month, the city's planning commission approved an auxiliary permit for the company to operate a launch hub at 240 Slack Street. Tom Ward, senior vice president for customer product at Walmart, says the program is the next step in providing more convenient and flexible services to customers.
But if you imagine what it would feel like to think, oh, I need this item, and be able to pull out the app and order something, and then, you know, within minutes of that completed order, have that item float down into your driveway or whatever it might be that you choose as the location. You know, that's a very different way that we can bring convenience and great priced items to our customers.
Ward says Walmart is partnering with drone manufacturing company Zipline to provide and manage the drones, which look like small planes and have a flight radius of up to 50 miles.
You know, essentially speaking, we're gonna take this store that we've selected out there in Pea Ridge. We're going to build out a platform on that store with our partner Zipline. And this is a really innovative technology that actually has a fixed-wing drone that will take off from that site, deliver the package, and then actually fly its way back to the site to send the next one.
Walmart launched a similar delivery program in North Carolina in September and started looking into automated piloting technology as far back as 2015, even using some drones to check warehouse inventory. But he says this technology from Zipline is different.
What's unique about the Zipline technology is that the drone doesn't actually land. It actually deploys the product that the customer has purchased, and that actually floats to the ground using a biodegradable parachute. So if you imagine, you know, you could come out and maybe it's your backyard or your driveway or whatever it looks like, and you can see this package floating its way down to the ground for you to collect in a matter of minutes.
And spurred on by social distancing and the pandemic, other companies are latching on to delivery by drone as well. Amazon, probably Walmart's biggest rival, got approval from the Federal Aviation Administration in fall of 2020 to operate as a drone airline in the U.S., but the FAA has also set out new guidelines that will make it easier for Walmart and other retailers to expand drone use, including allowing the unmanned services to fly over populated areas at night without a waiver and requiring remote identification that can broadcast data to authorities without the use of internet. Think of a kind of digital license plate for drones. The FAA submitted those new rules to the Federal Register back in December and are expected to go into effect in February. So as drone delivery becomes more common, Ward says the Pea Ridge test site is important because it helps Walmart and Zipline better understand this technology and its limits.
How do people treat the technology? You know, what kind of information do people want to understand? And, you know, and then how do they interact with the packaging? What's the best route for us to use? And equally, how does the store work as well? You know, this is a really innovative technology. And so we'll build the processes both for our store associates that will be, you know, partnering with Zipline at the store, and then understanding, you know, how our customers feel about these kind of technologies as they get off the ground.
He says for now, Walmart's drones, which can carry up to 4 pounds, will only deliver what he calls health and wellness products.
Yeah, so we're going to focus on things that are what we call over-the-counter. So things that you can go into the store and buy, but it might be things that you want more quickly, you know, whatever it is, but not necessarily Rx items that, to your point, would carry some restrictions. That's something we've got to take some time to figure out. And so for now, to get things going, we'll focus on just regular over-the-counter type items.
He says participating customers in Pea Ridge will be able to receive drone deliveries at no added cost, but that may change if and when the service is broadened.
So now, you know, we don't plan to pass these costs on in the test format, you know, so we want to make sure that we get the learnings first, understand how customers interact with the technology, and then as this becomes, you know, potentially a more scalable solution, that's something we'll have to think through.
Ward says Pea Ridge customers can expect that drone delivery service to begin sometime later this spring. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.